Waking you up.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss Radio.
All right, so maybe you check out your ex's photos sometimes on Instagram and Facebook, right? But would you ever leave a thirsty comment? I'm bringing this up because a few months back, you might have noticed that Jennifer Lopez posted a photo of herself hanging out, looking all jacked. She's basically wearing like a sports bra top and yoga pants. And you can see a lot of her bits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she looks...
Her bits.
She looks real flat. Like, she looks good. Like, to the point where I would say immediately when I saw it, oh my God, girl.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what P. Diddy did as well. Diddy went onto her Instagram and wrote, OMG. Oh. The world blew up. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, why would he do that? That's his ex. I wonder how A-Rod feels about it. Well, in a recent interview, Jennifer Lopez opened up about the incident that happened months ago and said that, yeah, as soon as that happened and all the tabloids started to open up about it and saw it, Diddy personally called A-Rod and said, hey, I just want you to know, I didn't mean anything by it that was supposed to be kind of shady or me being thirsty or flirting with your girlfriend.
Okay, so what was the exact phrase that Diddy left?
OMG.
OMG.
Yeah.
Okay, was there like a fire emoji afterward? Like the heart emoji?
OMG.
That's it. Okay.
OMG. But as soon as he wrote that, everyone kind of was like, Well, that seems kind of weird coming from your ex to write that.
Well, and especially if, you know, they're in a new committed relationship since you were with them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crossing the line? If, like, if your partner left that on one of their ex's photos on IG, would you feel like, oh, bro, not okay with me?
I wouldn't be okay with it. Well, hell no.
Yeah, no.
Unless it's like OMG because they just posted that they got a new job, or OMG because something excited happened in their life.
But if it's something to do with like their physical attractiveness, like, you know, this picture of Jennifer Lopez, which, you know, we can look at and we can say that's a lot of hard work. Like, she looks really great.
She looks fantastic.
Said. But if it's coming from your ex and if that person is a new relationship and if you're in a relationship, that looks bad.
Right.
For that same reason, like, I can't look at a friend who posts like a vacation bikini photo and like it on Instagram because I feel like that sends a bad image. Even they may be like a really close friend. I feel weird about something like that.
Okay, I agree. So you guys know my trainers that I train with currently, right?
Yes.
And Michael, he is one of my trainers and he always posts like...
revealing.
Very revealing photos. Like, dude is in, like, a Speedo, and, like, we'll just kind of be hanging out and, like, super jacked and whatever.
When you say hanging out, he's, like, hanging out.
And I feel really bad because I want to support him because he's a friend of mine.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, his girlfriend also just as ripped. I have no problem leaving a comment on hers that's, like, fire emojis.
Yes.
And be like, oh, my God, goals. You look awesome, babe. But on his, I'm just like...
Oh, so you actually can like it.
I like it, but not commenting on it.
And
that's about it. But I won't leave a comment unless it's to, like, troll him a little bit, like,
yeah.
To make fun, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, for that same reason, I mean, like, again, his girlfriend is a personal trainer, too. And, you know, a lot of personal trainers, a lot of people in that kind of industry will post some very revealing photos, sexy photos, whatever.
Because how else are you going to see their 18-packs?
I mean, again, they worked hard for it,
yeah.
But there's something about double tapping when you're in a relationship. There's something about leaving, like, you know, and it depends what you say. If you're saying, hey... that is like the product of a lot of hard work. Good for you. I'm proud of you. That's different than just leaving OMG or the fire emoji or the heart eye emoji. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or like the eggplant emoji. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Wake the fun up. Wake up. Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.